research carried out recently by Bibby Financial Services, which is an invoice financing firm, reveals that two-thirds of small and medium enterprises in Munster are currently using credit cards and relying on overdrafts to facilitate their daily cash flow requirements and essentially keep their business afloat. Well, given the fact that we all know credit cards and overdrafts are extremely costly forms of funding, I'm sure alternative options would be of interest to anybody listening that is in that situation. Well, Joe Quaid is the commercial manager of Bibby Financial Services. Some of you might be aware of his name. Joe was a former Limerick hurler and someone who's had very close links to Kerry over the years. And he's hoping to use those connections to make more connections in Kerry to get out there and meet businesses and introduce them to the concept of invoice financing. Well, Joe popped into studio earlier in the week for a chat, and I started by asking him to tell us about Bibby Financial Services.
I started with Bibby Financial Services back last October after coming from Ulster Bank for 15 years, and I looked up the background of the company, and I suppose they originally came from a shipping company, branched into finance, and to be honest about it, I spent 15 years in the bank and I had really never heard of invoice financing. So it was all kind of new to me, and I suppose that's why Bibby, I suppose, took me on, is to educate the masses out there about invoice financing. It was something new to me, even though I had been in the role in the bank, but it was a different section of the bank. It was the arrears and house mortgages I was doing. So I became very interested in the concept of it, because I suppose in the current days, cash flow is such a big thing and such a tight thing at the moment that the solutions we can offer in Bibby and any invoice discounting company can offer SMEs is huge. Like, I suppose the biggest problem is waiting to be paid. The invoice finance field ensures that you get paid straight away. You're not waiting for your 30, 60, 90 days. And the other side of it is, from a company perspective, is you're not drawing money out of an overdraft. You're not drawing money out of a pot that's there that needs to be refilled. You're actually basically getting paid on your sales or work you've done from anything that has an invoice raised in it. I suppose the premise of it is really, we pay anything up to 100%, but generally 80 to 90% of the invoice straight away. And then when we get paid from the companies, we give back the rest of it, minus our fees, which are, I suppose, looking at these current climates, are very reasonable. There was a huge misconception out there that invoice financing was only for companies that were in trouble. But we partner with a lot of really, really successful companies that are dealing themselves with blue chip companies. But if you want to expand, if you want to take on more work, you need more working capital, you need cash flow, and that's where we come in. So I suppose we are trying to get the word out there of the uses of it and the benefits. I can give you an example there of a company I deal with in Limerick before Christmas. They had 1.3 million in invoices raised that they were waiting to get paid on, but they needed money to pay suppliers and pay their wages before Christmas. They're on with us. They had a limit with us of 450,000, which wasn't enough. So we give them a temporary uplift, which has now become a permanent uplift, to 700,000. So within 2 days, we had basically, they had access to funds of an extra quarter of a million. And as I said to them, I said, you wouldn't walk into a bank on a Monday morning and walk out Tuesday morning with a quarter of a million. It's a huge help for companies like that. But the other side of it is, it's their money. It's work they've done. So we're buying the invoices off them. It's not a case we're not giving them a loan. What we're doing is we're forwarding them a percentage of their money that they have already earned and invoiced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, it can be a big issue. You know, you mentioned that company had 1.3 million euro in outstanding invoices, but cash flow can be a huge problem. It can just topple a business, really, can't it?
It can, and to be fair to that company, they're really, really successful. But the MD turned around to me and he said, we possibly could have had to close with that debt sitting on our books. And the other side of it is, it allows businesses to expand and to grow. If they get another contract that'll add a million onto their 5 million turnover, they can't take that work on unless they are able to go and source materials and get cash flow in for wages. Like, I suppose the perfect example of that, if you can't pay wages, you can't retain staff. so that the next time there's a big contract coming up, you go looking for staff, or we're not going with them. They didn't pay us on time the last time. So it's a circle, really, I suppose. To make money, you've got to have money, or you've got to have access to it. And to kind of, I suppose, simplify it, and me with my GA background, in every clubhouse in the country, there's a Burko boiler for making the tea. You keep pulling the water from the bottom of the Burko boiler, eventually it'll run out of water. But in the invoice finance side of it, you have to put something in to get it out. So if you keep putting the water in, you can keep pulling it out. If you've no water to put in, then it'll run dry and so will your business.
You mentioned there at the start, you know, some of the alternatives businesses are relying on are credit cards and overdrafts, which are not ideal in any sense. And some research that you carried out there in Baby Financial showed that about 2/3 of small and medium-sized businesses in Munster are currently using credit cards and overdrafts, that they're relying on them to facilitate their daily cash flow. I mean, that's huge, isn't it?
At the interest rate they're paying, a lot of companies are working off of very tight margins. If you're working off, let's say, even a 10% margin and you're paying 20-odd% on a credit card, it eats away into your margin straight away. In Munster, 36% are using credit cards. Like, that's even 6% ahead of the national average. We have 29% of them using overdrafts, which is another 3% of the national average. So there is a huge opportunity within the Munster region, especially, for our product. And that's what it is. It's a product, it's a partnership we form with a company. The great benefits of using the likes of ourselves is, number one, you've improved cash flow, you've increased working capital, you've reduced risk of bad debt, because any company that's doing business with another company, we'll always vet them, because at the end of the day, it's a debtor book we buy. We're not going to buy a debtor book if there are bad debts looking at it. We've improved credit control. It's another set of eyes on your business. Again, another company, the MDs were hardworking, on-site type of fellas, weren't really keeping an eye on the business as close as they should have been. And we picked up a few little anomalies that were happening, that debt wasn't being paid on time, and it was crippling them. And it was only when we went in and we actually pointed this out to them that they went, lads, this is absolutely brilliant. It's another set of eyes on our credit control. And that boils down to they've access to expert support. We're dealing with companies every day of the week with regards to their finance. And like, you can go back to credit cards. I'll go back to the Burko boiler again, in that a credit card is your boiler with the lid absolutely sealed shut. You're not putting anything in. You know, all you're doing is drawing, and then it becomes a vicious circle then, and you're chasing all the time after that. Like, and what people don't realise is we can help a wide range of industries. Like, we've construction, the rail industry, any professional services, logistics, printing, manufacturing, recruitment, security, transport, healthcare, recycling, media companies, wholesale distribution. The amount of companies we can actually help out there is phenomenal. And look, I'll be straight, I was 15 years in the finance game in Ulster Bank. Did I want to go back into finance again after that? Probably not. I had worked through the last recession. Did I want to go back in with such and certain times? And it was only when I saw the product and the simple way of people that understand it and have bought into it, the two words they use is no-brainer. That's, I suppose, what drew me into it.
And would you work with companies of all different sizes then?
Yeah, look, to be fair, to make it worthwhile, you'd want companies probably with a turnover of $1 million, $1.5 million. But we have smaller companies as well. If it's a viable business, and our managing director, Mark O'Rourke, he has a very practical way of looking at a deal, looking at a business that we're going into. Does it make sense? So if it makes sense to go in and help this company and work with this company, everything else can be worked around and worked together. That's the great part about it. We get into companies, we work with them. We don't dictate to them, we work with them, we help them. It's a double-edged sword in one sense, really, that we've a couple of companies now that have used us. They are now a cash rich. One company in particular, they were in administration. We took a punt on them because we recognised our business was viable, but cash flow was a huge problem. They came out of that. They've gone completely to the other side. They are now cash rich. plenty of cash flow and they don't need our services anymore.
Joe, I suppose when it comes to Kerry then, I mean, do you have much of a footprint in Kerry at the moment, or would you plan to kind of target more companies in the county?
No, that's a huge thing, and I suppose that's why I was taken on, I suppose, from my sporting background to hopefully open up a few doors. I've a mobile home in Ballybunion. I've an affinity with Ballybunion. The great Jackie Power, George Power's father, was a selector on the Limerick 73 hurling team with my own father. So for years I followed Kerry football, despite I actually didn't even realise we had a football team in Limerick for years. And I spent a lot of time back in Tralee with the Powers and their family back here. I had an aunt, Ita Barry, she was the chief nurse in the A&E department in Tralee General Hospital. So I'd have a lot of connections to Kerry and to the Tralee area especially, I suppose. And all we want to do is sit down, meet people, meet the likes of accountants, meet the small businesses that want to talk to us. Like, the one thing about us is there's no obligation. We're not there to try and take money from you. We're there to try and help companies. I suppose it gets a bad rap. It has over the years, and that's down to no more than myself. I was miseducated on what the product does and the help it can do. And look, at any stage, anybody can pick up the phone to me or send me an email. I'll come and meet you. We'll sit down, we'll have a chat. It might be viable, it may not. You can get me at any time on 087 348 1803. That's 087 348 1803. Or you can get me by email at joe.quaid@bibbyfinancialservices.com. Anybody that wants to go on to our website, all our contact details are on there as well. And to be fair, our website is really, really good. It gives a layman's terms of what we do, how we do it, and how to get in contact with us.
Okay. Well, Joe, look, thanks so much for coming in the studio, and best of luck with tackling Kerry.
Thanks a million.